Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Baba Basra 116, and the Gemara is recording today different statements that were made by Rav Pinchas ben Chama. And one of the statements he makes is Kasha Anios Besoch Beso Shel Adam Yoser Michamishim Makos, that if a person is poor, that is considered to be a greater affliction in a household, more than 50 plagues. And the reason why we know this, that this is considered to be worse than 50 plagues, is because the verse states in Job 19:21, Chanuni Chanuni Atem Re'ai, Ki Yad Eloka Naga Bi. He says, pray for me, beseech for me, my friends, because the hand of God has afflicted me. And so the Rashbam explains that in Egypt, when there were plagues, it was called the finger of God. So that was 10 plagues. So the hand of God must be 50 plagues, because there are five fingers on a hand. And so that is what Job says, pray for me because I'm so afflicted. But Job's friends responded to him, no, he's shomer, be careful, because even though you're afflicted with physical afflictions, he's shomer al tefen el oven ki al ze bacharta me'oni. They said to him, you should be careful, because you should at least be grateful for the fact that you have only been given physical afflictions, but the poverty has not come upon you. And Rashbam explains that even though Job was afflicted with terrible physical afflictions, he still had a lot of money. And God is still having mercy upon you, and you're still blessed with money. And so therefore we see that they said to him, there's something even worse than physical affliction, and that is a person who is living in dire poverty. And so that is the first teaching of Rav Pinchas ben Bar Chama. Then Rav Pinchas Bar Chama comes along and gives a second teaching, and he says, Kol sheyesh lo chola b'teich beso, whoever has anybody sick inside their home, if somebody has a sick person, Rachman Watzlan, living with them, yelech etzel chacham v'yevake shalav rachamim, then this person should go to a chacham, to a Torah scholar, and he should ask that the Torah scholar, yevake shalav rachamim, he should ask for mercy. And the source for this, according to the Gemara, is Chamas Melech, when the king's anger is aroused, Malachi Maves V'ish Chacham Yichaprena. When the king's anger is aroused, it brings the angel of death, but a wise man will cause atonement to come. And so therefore, the understanding of this is that it seems, according to the Gemara is saying, if there's somebody sick, go to the wise man. And indeed, on this basis, the Nemuke Yosef says that the custom in Sarfas, which means France, the custom was that anybody who was sick, kol mi sheyesh lo chola, mevakish pnei harav hatofes yeshiva sheyevarecho. So he should go to the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva, the rabbi, should pray for him, and that will be a blessing to him. That is what the Nemuke Yosef writing in the Middle Ages says. The Meiri takes a different approach. The Meiri says, no, it doesn't mean you should go to the rabbi and the rabbi should pray on your behalf, but rather what it means is lo'olam ye'libo shel adam batuach sha'tfila kishinasis ketakana mevatelas hazakzera. A person should be so certain that when prayer is said right, the prayer has the spiritual capability of nullifying a decree. And so what should you do as a result of that? If somebody is sick, or if somebody has somebody sick inside their home, what they should do is go to the rabbi, and the rabbi will teach you properly how to pray. They'll teach for you, they'll learn how to daven, so that you'll know how to properly turn to God and ask for mercy. So the Nemuke Yosef says the rabbi should pray on your behalf, and the Meiri says no, the rabbi should teach you how to pray. Most of the times people see that they go to a rabbi and they ask the rabbi to pray on their behalf. And so there's a really powerful teshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein writing in the 20th century. He writes in Yoredea Chelek Dalet Sif Simon in Nun Aleph, he says, I need to discuss with you something. Usually the questions in Igros Moshe were questions sent to him. Here he says, I need to get something off of my chest and explain something to you. He said, for many years, people have come to me and they ask me to pray for them for many different categories, either for their health, for their children, for money, so that they become great Torah scholars, whatever it is, they're asking me to pray for them, and I pray for them. And even though I know I'm not worthy really to pray for them, I still do it. And I know that the people who recognize me, who know me, are bothered by this. And they're wondering, how come Rav Moshe is praying for these people when there are other rabbis who people come to them and ask them to pray? They say, no, go away, I don't do these types of things. So why am I praying for them? And so Rav Moshe Feinstein responded that, first of all, everybody's prayer can be heard. Everybody has the ability to pray for somebody else, and their prayer could be heard. And furthermore, he writes that if somebody asks you to pray for them, you have an obligation to pray for them. And certainly, if you're a chacham, if you're a Torah scholar, you're obligated to pray on somebody else's behalf. And so he says, so I'm obligated, just like every regular person is obligated. And on top of that, if, as a Torah scholar, I would be more obligated. Now, I know, he says, that I'm not really worthy of being a Torah scholar. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the greatest Torah scholar of his generation. He says, but I know I'm not worthy. But if I protest and I say I'm not worthy, then people will only say, oh, you're so humble. So I don't bother protesting. And he said, on top of that, they're coming to me following these teachings of Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, which says, go to a chacham. In their mind, they think I'm a Torah scholar. So they're coming out of pure faith in God because they think I'm a Torah scholar, because I have a yeshiva and people turn to me. And so in the merit of their pure faith in the words of the sages, that is my prayer, that my prayer to Hashem will be heard.